Well, the polls are open for the 2014 primary. There are two statewide Democratic primary races. One pits former Governor Charlie Crist against former state Senator Nan Rich. The other will decide which Democrat will face Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is running for re-election. On the GOP side, the only statewide primary has Governor Rick Scott facing two little-known opponents. Most legislative seats are also non-competitive. Elections supervisors like Leon County's Ian Sancho say, with little in doubt during the primary, a lot of citizens are simply staying home from the polls.
We have fewer than normal local races on the ballot. We don't seem to have any dynamic or competitive statewide races at this point. And so it's really kind of a quiet primary.
According to Sancho, there are some voters registered with minor or no political party affiliation who have no races on their primary ballots, as many nonpartisan city and county elections also have few candidates running. Overall turnout for today's primary expected to be less than 22%. Now, looking at other numbers, in the last 2 weeks, about 30,000 voters in Miami-Dade went to the polls, about 84,000 cast absentee ballots. In Broward, early voting lasted 10 days. In that time, a little more than 19,000 went to the polls. Another 40,000 turned in absentee ballots. Again, the polls open as of 7 a.m., close at 7 p.m., and you can catch all election information here at WLRN. Now, voters have a say in nonpartisan judicial primaries, but Amy Kiley reports only a few choose to shape this third branch of government.
Barring write-in campaigns, judicial candidates who win a majority in the primary win a seat. With low turnout and little public knowledge of judicial races, that means a few informed voters can have a strong voice. Attorney Kimberly Dowd chairs the Ninth Circuit Judicial Nominating Commission. Her group helps with Supreme and appellate court appointments. County and circuit judges are elected, and Dowd says people should vote in those races.
Judges have a direct and personal connection with our community. Chances are someone you know or yourself may be involved in a court case, and it's important to have the best and brightest minds sitting on the bench.
Dowd points out that judges oversee divorces and financial disputes. They also decide matters like same-sex marriage and redistricting. I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
Florida's Senator Marco Rubio was heckled by self-identified Dreamers during a fundraiser in Anderson, South Carolina yesterday. Rubio was the keynote speaker at the U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan's 4th annual Faith and Freedom Barbecue. When he took the stage, the protesters began to heckle him for abandoning immigration reform. Rubio told the crowd of more than 1,000 supporters that he sympathized with the hecklers. He did avoid questions, though, about his possibly seeking the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.